This week, confirmation hearings will begin for a number of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees. Tomorrow, Pete Hegseth, Mr. Trump's controversial pick to lead the Defense Department, will face questions from senators on the Armed Services Committee. Our White House correspondent, Laura Barrón-López, has more.
Since Pete Hegseth's nomination to run the Pentagon, a number of misconduct allegations have surfaced against the former Fox News host. These include excessive workplace drinking, financial mismanagement of organizations he's led, and sexual assault. According to a police report made public last November, Hegseth is accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 2017 in a California hotel room. The woman said Hegseth took her phone and blocked her exit. It was first reported to police by a nurse after a patient requested a sexual assault exam. Hegseth settled with the woman but denies any wrongdoing. I'm joined now by Gretchen Carlson, former Fox anchor and co-founder of Lift Our Voices, an organization dedicated to ending non-disclosure agreements in the workplace. Gretchen, thank you so much for joining. After some initial concern from Republican senators about these allegations against Hegseth, it seems as though many are prepared to vote to confirm him. What does it say that an allegation of sexual assault does not appear to be disqualifying?
It says the power of Donald Trump. That's the first thing that I would mention. But it also is frustrating for those of us who work in this advocacy space to see that even, you know, allegations of drinking too much or mismanaging other nonprofits that Hegseth ran, that those seem to climb to the top of the list ahead of any kind of a sexual assault or sexual harassment claim. We've worked incredibly hard over the last 8.5 years since my story at Fox News to change the culture, and we've made amazing, great strides. We've passed 2 bipartisan federal laws to get rid of these kinds of silencing mechanisms. But changing culture is incredibly difficult, and that's what we're up against right now, mixed in with a tremendous amount of pressure politically.
And your organization sent a letter today to the top Republican and Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee saying support of Mr. Hegseth's nomination would fly in the face of the Senate's intent in passing 2 bills, which you just mentioned, that were signed by President Biden that make it easier for victims to tell their stories. How does it fly in the face of their intent?
You know, so many Americans are quite honestly tired of politicians because of the hypocritical nature of many of them. And I think this is a pure example of that. All 100 senators voted for the Speak Out Act back in 2022, which would give women voice and get rid of pre-dispute NDAs in the workplace. So I find it very hypocritical and disingenuous that now they wouldn't have any interest in finding out more about what this woman might have to say from the event in 2017.
In terms of the NDA in this sexual assault allegation, the woman who accused Hegseth signed one, but Hegseth's attorney, Tim Parlatore, said last month that the NDA is no longer in effect.
I sent notice to her attorney that agreement is no longer has any force and effect. So there is no NDA to release her from. And if she wants to go and talk about it, she can do it. I mean, certainly she would do it at her own peril of a further defamation lawsuit.
Given your experience, Gretchen, as the survivor of sexual harassment in the workplace, why do you believe that eradicating non-disclosure agreements is critical?
Well, first of all, that is, you could argue, is witness tampering with a threat that, hey, we'll let you out of your NDA, but if you do speak, we'll sue you for defamation and, you know, you'll be in more trouble. I mean, That's the old school way of approaching survivors. Number 2, this woman has been in hiding ever since this story came to light because she's seen what happens to women when they come forward. We have made great strides, but women are still penalized. And so this is not about her not wanting to tell her story. The greatest solution for this would be if members of the Senate would meet with her privately and not subpoena her in front of the entire world to be shamed potentially, but to talk to her privately and see what her side of the story is and then make their determination about what they think about that.
Gretchen, are you concerned as well that Hegseth in particular would be head of the Pentagon and that strides made to combat sexual harassment and assault for women in the military could be impacted by this?
Yes, of course. I mean, the majority of people that we hear from in this world about sexual harassment and sexual misconduct are from members of our military. And many of these senators who are going to be making these decisions have been very proactive in trying to pass laws to make the military safer for women. So I'm going to point out that Senator Joni Ernst, I know a lot of responsibility falls on her shoulders, but she's a sexual assault survivor. She's also a combat veteran, and she's also been instrumental in trying to pass legislation to make military women have a safer environment. So I would hope, especially she, along with men in the Senate as well and other women, that they would take a real close look tomorrow when they start this hearing, and that they would not overlook putting somebody in power who has these kind of allegations against him and then would be in charge of rectifying these kinds of allegations if they come forward.
Hegseth is not the only one to face sexual assault allegations. Trump himself is accused of sexual misconduct by 24 women, and at least two other appointees or nominees, Elon Musk and RFK Jr., face sexual misconduct allegations. What does it mean for the future of the Me Too movement that these men could fill some of the highest positions across government?
Well, let me just be clear. I will never give up this fight. I've been doing this for 8.5 years, and I'm accompanied by so many other people who are also fighting against this wrongdoing. It may seem like a setback for the movement, but no, we have made tremendous strides in these last couple of years. I mean, women are actually being believed, and there are consequences for predators. At the same time, it is completely upsetting that these would be nominees and that they would be overlooked by members of Congress or that their actions would be overlooked. That is completely frustrating and disappointing, but it should not signal that this is the end of the movement. We will continue our fight every single day.
Gretchen Carlson of Lift Our Voices, thank you for your time.
Thank you.